Welcome to the deep dive. So, you flagged a really interesting piece for us. Top advantages of starting an e-commerce business using a trusted web designer by Jim Clannon.
Mm-hmm.
And what struck me is this idea that having a strong online presence, whether you're just starting out or, you know, trying to improve what you have, it's not just optional anymore, right?
Not at all. It feels pretty essential.
Yeah, it seems totally tied into how people actually shop now and what businesses kind of need to deliver. So our mission today is to really pull out the key insights Clannon offers.
Absolutely. And the article, it really hammers home how much the internet's changed the whole business landscape.
Yeah.
Consumers, you know, they expect things to be easy, fast.
Instant gratification almost.
Exactly. And personalized too.
Yeah.
So yeah, solid online strategy. And Clannon's right, involving like proper web design expertise. That's crucial now.
Okay, let's dive into the first big advantage he mentions. 24/7 availability seems obvious, maybe, but think about it.
It's more than just being open.
Right. Clannon talks about younger shoppers, especially always on their phones, their tablets. They shop whenever, late nights, weekends.
Holidays, yeah. You might just be scrolling, see something you like at, what, 11 p.m.?
Yeah, and you can just buy it right then. A physical store, no chance.
Nope, gotta wait.
Mm.
And maybe you forget. Where the impulse fades, that online store captures that moment. It's not just convenience, it's capturing lost sales, really.
Yeah, potentially a lot of sales over time. And that constant access ties right into the next point, faster access speed.
Oh, definitely.
We're all so busy, right? Time's everything. Clannon notes that, you know, wandering around shops isn't how many people operate anymore.
We want it now. Find it.
Mm.
Buy it. Done.
And the pandemic. Well, that just threw fuel on the fire, didn't it? Pushed everyone online.
Totally accelerated it. And those habits, they stuck. People got used to the convenience. No driving, no parking.
Just click, click, delivered. But that speed thing isn't just for us as buyers, is it?
No, no. It's huge for the business selling.
Yeah.
This is where Clannon's point about good web design is so important. It's not just looks.
Right.
The site has to be fast. Like, really fast.
Right.
You know, studies show even a tiny delay, like 1 second.
People leave.
Yeah, they bounce. Significant drop off. So optimizing everything, images, code that directly impacts whether people even stay long enough to buy. A slow site is just death online these days.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've got speed, availability. What about reach? Clannon talks about farther international reach.
Yeah, this one's huge. Suddenly you're not just selling to your local area. The whole world is potentially your customer base.
Wild, isn't it? A small shop, say, here in Atlanta, could be selling to someone in, like, Tokyo or Berlin.
With just a few clicks, potentially. Yeah. And for us as consumers, it means finding those really niche things, you know, stuff you'd never find locally.
True. That specialist part for an old car or something.
Exactly. And think about it from the business side. Expanding internationally used to be this massive, expensive undertaking.
Logistics, regulations, costs.
Right. Now, an online store lets even small players build a global presence. It's kind of democratizing in a way.
Correct.
Plus, massive brand recognition potential. You can target specific groups online wherever they are.
It's a totally different ballgame for growth. And that wider reach naturally means wider product or service availability, right? That's another point Clannon makes.
Yeah, the sheer volume and variety you can offer online often blows physical stores out of the water. They're limited by shelf space, by what sells quickly.
But online, you can list almost anything. Higher quality sometimes, more specialized stuff.
Precisely. You can cater to those niche interests. It means customers are happier because they find exactly what they need, and businesses can tap into markets they couldn't physically serve. Win-win, really.
Makes sense. But having all that choice is only good if you can actually find it and buy it easily, which brings us to user-friendly, easier access.
Crucial point. Clannon highlights that we're all getting more tech-savvy, right? We expect websites to just work smoothly on our phones, tablets, whatever.
Oh, yeah. If a site is confusing or slow or the checkout is a nightmare.
You're gone. Abandon cart. We've all done it.
Definitely. So that user experience, the UX, it's not just fluff.
Not at all. It's the whole journey. Good search, clear categories, decent photos, and it absolutely has to work well on mobile.
Nothing worse than trying to pinch and zoom on a desktop site on your phone.
Right. Instant frustration.
Yeah.
So for businesses, investing in that user-friendly design, that translates directly into sales. Happier customers, more conversions.
And then building on that good experience, Clannon talks about a more personalized shopping experience. That feels like a big one.
It is. It's a major advantage he identifies. Think about when a site like remembers what you like or suggests things you might actually be interested in.
Yeah, based on what you bought before or browsed.
Exactly. Or sends you relevant offers. It makes you feel kind of understood, maybe valued as a customer.
Right. And businesses that really nail this, using skilled designers and developers like Clannon suggests, they're likely to keep customers coming back.
Well, yeah, because the e-commerce platform itself generates so much useful data. Browsing patterns, purchase history.
All anonymously, of course.
Right, respecting privacy. But it gives incredible insight into what customers want.
Mm.
So businesses can tailor their marketing, their recommendations. It makes the whole thing feel less random and more helpful.
More efficient for the shopper, more effective for the business. Okay, one last big area, lower costs overall.
The bottom line.
Yeah. Clannon argues pretty strongly that e-commerce can slash a lot of the traditional costs. You know, physical store rent, utilities, maybe fewer staff needed on site, even advertising costs can shift.
It makes sense. While you do have costs building the site, hosting, digital marketing, they're often lower and, importantly, more scalable than fixed bricks and mortar costs.
Scalable how?
Well, you can often handle more customers online without linearly increasing your physical space or staff in the same way. This flexibility can mean better prices for consumers or more money for the business to reinvest.
Right. So Clannon basically sees e-commerce as the future, strategy-wise. Right.
Pretty much. A fundamental shift, not just a side hustle.
Okay, let's quickly recap then. The big advantages from Clannon's article seem to be that 24/7 availability.
Capturing demand anytime.
Faster access speed, which is critical now.
Gotta be quick.
The huge potential of farther international reach.
Global markets unlocked.
Wider product and service availability leading to more choice.
More satisfaction.
The absolute need for user-friendly, easy access.
Smooth experience is key.
The power of a more personalized shopping experience.
Building loyalty.
And finally, the potential for lower overall costs.
Leaner operations.
It definitely paints a compelling picture for why businesses need to be online and do it well.
It really does. It's less about just being online and more about strategically using the platform to meet those modern expectations and find real growth.
It really gets you thinking, doesn't it? How this whole shift online is changing not just how businesses run, but fundamentally altering what we as consumers expect. That demand for instant convenience, endless choice, that feeling of being personally catered to.
It raises the bar constantly.
Exactly. So looking ahead, what other innovations in web design or online business models might come along and shake things up even more? What new opportunities or maybe even challenges could pop up for businesses trying to keep pace and for all of us navigating this digital world?
It's definitely something to ponder.